I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The month of April is upon us, and with that, a lot of attention turns to trout fishing, particularly in the high mountain streams of West Virginia that feature the native West Virginia brook trout. And we'll talk a little about fishing for those coming up right after this. Trout fishing is popular in West Virginia, but among trout anglers, there are those enthusiasts who treasure the opportunity to pursue native brook trout in West Virginia. Cold water biologist Dave Thorne of the DNR explains those hardy fish can be fragile with so few of them in so few streams. But in many ways, they're just the opposite of a weakling.
In some ways. They're pretty tough. They're a resilient fish. If they were going to go away, they've had plenty of opportunities with all the impacts we've put on them over the last 100 or so years. But they've rebounded well, and with a lot of our management activities, I'd say we have as good a brook trout fishing now as we ever have.
The DNR is engaged in considerable work to enhance some of the state's brook trout fisheries and try to return them to what they once were. Among them, Upper Shaver's Fork.
There's a lot of evidence of the historic fishery that was there. There were large brook trout, and there were a lot of them. Pictures from the Cheap Mountain Club show evidence of that. And we thought, if we put enough effort and thought into it, we could try to reclaim some of that fishery that was up there. And so we quit stocking it. We did a lot of studies on the brook trout population up there, see if we could figure out if there were any actions we could take to improve habitat and therefore improve their chances for survival and growth.
And they've done a lot of that restoration work with tributaries, and even the main stem of Upper Shaver is being worked on. Seems to be working as the fish are getting bigger.
In the main stem of Shavers, that was one of the reasons to do this, because main stem Shaver's Fork has a lot more potential to grow bigger fish, because it's a bigger system, there's more food available. And once the fish get up to about 7, 8, 9 inches, they eat bigger food, so they can grow quicker at that point. So we do see some fish in 11, approaching 12 inch.
And if you're a fly fisherman especially, there's one time of year everybody wants to be there.
Probably the most looked forward to hatch on Shavers is a green drake. It does have a lot of backwater habitats and some pools that have sediment and silt in them, where the green drakes like to burrow into and live and grow big. And when they hatch out up there, it can be pretty spectacular.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.